The state of California is trying to prove to federal regulators that energy companies manipulated Western power markets during the electricity crisis 2 years ago. The state yesterday submitted more than 3,000 pages of claims to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. It's part of California's effort to obtain some $9 billion in refunds. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
This week's filing is the most comprehensive effort to date to show that California's electricity crisis was not the innocent product of supply and demand, but the artificial creation of unscrupulous energy wholesalers. Chief Counsel Eric Saltmarsh of the state's Electricity Oversight Board says the report catalogs a wide range of suspect behavior, from evading price caps to simply turning off power plants.
The largest slices of the pie are physically keeping generation off of the market and telling the consumers you're only going to get that at an extraordinarily high price.
California argues that sort of manipulation is largely responsible for nearly quadrupling the state's electric bill from $7 billion in 1999 to $27 billion the following year. This is the first time the state will get to make that case. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, known as FERC, initially refused to consider evidence of market manipulation. Saltmarsh says it took a federal court order to change the commission's mind.
What it really reminds me of is, for anyone who's ever been around little children, they've experienced the circumstance where you walk into a room and something's lying on the floor broken, and you say, "What happened?" And the child says, "It just broke." FERC tried to conclude in July of 2001 that the California market just broke, but nobody did anything wrong.
Since then, new evidence has come to light. Two Enron traders pled guilty to wire fraud and admitted scheming to manipulate the market. Telephone transcripts were released showing the Williams Company deliberately prolonged power outages. And perhaps most damning, employees of the Reliant Company were caught on tape, describing how they withheld power from the market on 2 days in the summer of 2000 in order to drive up prices. The state's filing claims that kind of manipulation was commonplace among power suppliers and continued for more than a year. But Gary Ackerman of the Western Power Trading Forum, a suppliers group, disputes that.
If you throw out all the evidence, there's no end to the number of stories you can create about manipulation and about markets going awry. But the fact remains that this information is not new. We've provided information which shows that we played by the rules that were laid out, with some exceptions that have been noted in the public. We provided the type of service that we felt was warranted under the rules that were established.
It's difficult to evaluate the state's claims because FERC has ordered the filing kept secret. California Senator Dianne Feinstein is urging the commission to lift that order and to make public any information its own staff has gathered concerning market manipulation.
There are a lot of families and businesses in the West who have been very harmed during the energy crisis, and we believe they deserve to know about each instance of abuse.
Feinstein is urging the commission to impose tough penalties if it finds that energy companies did manipulate the market. She says the commission's credibility is on the line as it continues to push for electric deregulation. FERC has promised a decision on California's refund request by the end of this month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.